podcast time from XFM. A week of shows and the best of them. Lots of chat and not much tunes for boring legal reasons.
Hello there and welcome to podcast number 12 from the XFM Breakfast Show. On this week's podcast, Quizface goes feline, Hugh Jackman plays Snap My Pitch Up, a Welsh farmer, a TV meteorologist, Frisky and Manish, Matt gets out of his comfort zone, and lots more. Let's start with this.
Yes, we are XFM. Danny Wallace.
Good morning. Welcome to the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace. I am joined, as always, by Matt, Phil and Dave. How are we all? Are we all right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's nice. All in unison. You practiced that earlier.
Yeah.
Very nice. Phil, how are you?
Yeah, magnificent.
Oh, magnificent. Yeah. You went straight for the top one.
Yeah.
I was listening to your sport report there. I was a big fan of, when you say like Carlos Tevez and all that kind of stuff. Mm. But it does concern me that you don't say, I've just noticed, you don't do the same, you don't apply the same specificity or hard work to sort of the English players or the Scottish players. You know.
Yes, it has been noted.
What if Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain were from Bristol, say?
Oxlade-Chamberlain.
See, why don't you do that?
Because he's not from Bristol.
Yeah. Well, what if he was?
Then I would have to do it.
On today's sports reports, I want you to find out where all these players are from and try and apply regional accents to each of
Wayne
them.
Wayne Rooney.
Yeah,
exactly.
Wayne Rooney.
Because it's almost racist what you're doing.
Yeah.
Which is, you
I'm
know...
a football racist.
Hello, it's the XFM Breakfast Show. My name's Danny Wallace and you join me sitting opposite... how would I describe him? The physical... perfect kind of proponent of artistic endeavour that is Hugh Jackman. Hello,
fantastic.
Hugh.
Fantastic.
How about that?
Good. If there's any way I can kind of get that little soundbite on an alarm clock. Is that all right?
Just to give you a little pep-me-up.
Yeah, instead of the beep, 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 beep. The physically perfect.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't think you need pepping up. I think, you know, you always seem very optimistic, very cheerful man.
Mate, how long have we got for this interview? Yeah. I can do it for 5 minutes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And then you crash into badness.
That's my people.
I will. I love the fact you've got people. It's terrific. Now, you're obviously a very busy man. You've got a lot of projects coming up. You're always incredibly busy. One of the busiest men in Hollywood. Mm. But that doesn't mean there isn't a bit of space left, all right, for some new and exciting projects. And I don't know if your people explain. Probably not.
Right.
We tend to keep it quiet. But part of coming on to the XFM Breakfast Show is you're now legally bound.
Strip poker?
No.
Right, good.
Better than that.
Right.
That's later.
Right.
You're legally bound to sign yourself up to at least one project
right.
that I am producing.
Fantastic.
Based around yourself.
Yeah, they didn't tell me that, but okay.
I keep it quiet.
All right.
The first one, you must get this one a lot, and these are all up for grabs, by the way, so subject to contract. Hugh Jackman versus Miss Pac-Man. It's very much in the mold of ninjas versus zombies, alien versus predators. This new film pits two cultural icons against one another for the very first time. Hugh Jackman breeds hungry ghosts. Miss Pac-Man needs her power pills. All right, you do the maths. As evil Dr. Jackman sends out his terrifying spirits to destroy her. Now, I realise if you are uncomfortable with playing an evil character, we can very much paint Miss Pac-Man as a drug addict and power pills like that. So it'd be you two on screen for the first time. Are you in?
I think I'm in because it does involve Miss Pac-Man eating me too, doesn't it?
Right, fair enough.
Right, I'm just saying.
Well, don't be too hasty. There are other ones as well. There's Hugh Jackman's Action Faction. Which is, you would start, this is a TV vehicle, I think, it's not a huge budget. You would start your own real-life superhero troupe using not X-Men, but people with quite ordinary low-level skills in order to bring about minor social change. For example, I'm quite good at writing stern letters to the local council regarding improper collection of bins. Suggestions for the new recycling centre on the Holloway Road, I don't know if you're aware of that. I would join the Hugh Jackman Action Faction, and together over a number of weeks, we might secure a response from a member of local government thanking us for our suggestions.
Fantastic. I don't think it's for me.
All right, well,
this is not badass enough.
That's not...
Too much social conscience.
I will tell you, Honor Blackman is very interested in that. So
right.
We might do Honor Blackman's fashion. Well, I think we'll go with Hugh Jackman versus Miss Pac-Man.
You also
had Hugh Jackman, the fashion chaplain, where you would have given your blessing to unusual outfits. Hugh Jackman, fat and salmon. That one's quite boring.
Right.
And Hugh Jackman's history of huge black men, which is a history of the larger black gentleman from Mr. T to Britain's own Chris Eubank.
The guy who cuts my hair, Chris McMillan, would like that one.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's done a lot of research.
XFM.
XFM.
Children are to be prevented from taking part in traditional chick Christmas games, blowing up balloons and using toy whistles under European Union safety rules.
Oh, those bureaucrats.
Yeah, those bureaucrats.
Bonkers crats.
Is that what you call them?
No.
That's great. There's an EU toy safety directive which has been agreed by the government. It's just come into force, and it states that balloons must not be blown up by unsupervised children under the age of 8. So I imagine when you're 8 or so, you get a certificate and then you're allowed to do that. You're also, you know, magnetic fish. They're not allowed anymore. Whistles, but only whistles which blow out a long paper tongue. No longer allowed if you're a child. I think, over 14s are allowed to use those. And it gets me thinking about, you know, to my childhood. You know, to yours, I mean, I imagine your little parties were kind of a crazy affair, Matt.
Yeah, we did. We had some great, great fun times.
Imagine them if you weren't. If you just, you know, your parents were walking through the door and they're having to knock elbows with the other parents.
Yeah.
While another child has to show his certificate to show he's allowed to blow up a balloon. And
it's ridiculous, isn't
it? Got to get your older brother in to do that streamer thing with the whistle.
Not allowed to do it.
Yeah. Not allowed to
do it.
They'll
be banning crackers.
Well, I tell you what, Matt. These Brussels bureaucrats. These boffins with their ninny hammer surveys.
Oh, boffins.
Why won't EU leave our kids alone? Huh? Alone in rooms with potentially dangerous implements. By the time I was 4, I'd broken my nose, Matt. Cracked my chin.
Yeah.
Accidentally stabbed my friend Scott in the knee with his brother's dart. And you know what? It was good for me. Wasn't good for Scott. There was a risk of septicemia. His brother was very unhygienic. But the point remains. You can take our conkers, Belgium. Take our party poppers and find pop our balloons. Sink our magnetic fish. Wash our filthy teddy bears. Apply sensible noise limits, if you will, to all battery-operated toys. Although, that is actually quite a good idea. We should get on that.
Yeah.
Sure, there'll be less injuries, yeah? Reduce disease and risk of infection. Yes, so the world will be better thanks to these new safety standards agreed by the UK and all EU member states. But what about that little boy with the broken nose, Matt?
Yeah.
The little boy in Dundee with the guilty expression and the dart in his hand, while his friend Scott writhed about in the corner. Have you thought of him? Would he be happy? Yes, he would, actually. Yeah, it's a bad example. But come on, Brussels. Thought police.
Yeah.
Matt, tell him off.
Yeah, we shall not fail that small boy. Leave us alone.
There's another story here. I'll just get out the case. Another story here about Big Ben, Matt. Mm. And Big Ben is leaning nearly 18 inches to one side. Yeah. Not only that, not only the lean, as you mentioned in your news report, it's gradually sinking as well.
Yeah, sinking.
We've got a sinking clock on our hands.
I know.
Experts say that the 0.26 degree tilt is visible to the naked eye.
Yeah.
And you know what happened? You know how it happened? Did you mention this in your report?
Well, it's a mystery as to how
it happened. Yeah, it's a mystery.
That's the weird thing.
And yeah, it's a specific... They know when it happened. A mystery event in 2002 is believed to have caused the lean.
Oh.
What happened in 2002?
2002.
Think back. I mean, we should almost do I Love 2002 here.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
What happened to Big Ben in 2002?
Maybe, you know, those protesters in the square in Westminster that camp out for ages.
Those guys,
and never
yeah.
wash, right?
Yeah.
So they all smell quite a bit. So maybe like...
Has this turned into the Daily Mail?
Big Ben's just like leaning away from them gradually.
XFM.
The pressure.
The Whale Queen spots your tugboat, Lawrence.
The places.
You are local brothers, removals man, charged with a house clearance in Stockport.
The tension.
17 alpha points. Okay, remember, you can play your joker at any time, but it will be invalid.
The choices.
To me or to you, please?
To me.
Fran, it's your move?
To you.
Peter, your move?
To me again.
To me again, good.
He asks...
How do you feel?
You answer...
I feel euphoric.
The world famous...
Can only be described as narrow-minded.
It's belligerent at best.
Quiz Face returns soon.
Let's get quizzical.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
You were having a little giggle there. Was it the way I said Kaiser Chiefs, or was it a text you read?
No, it was just something producer Dave said to me before the mics went up.
I heard that as well.
He said Deirdre Rashid's back.
Yeah.
What?
What was that about? He just literally, before the mics went out and the red lights come on, so none of us could respond. Deirdre Rashid's back, Matt. Boom, on air. What was that? Well, who's Deirdre Rashid?
She's a Corrie, wasn't she?
She's a character on Coronation Street.
What do you mean she's back?
What are you telling me now?
Why did you choose that specific moment to talk about Deirdre Rashid from Coronation Street?
Because as I cough, when I get a cold, I sound like this.
Ah, right.
Last time I got a cold,
yeah,
I got compared to Deirdre Rashid.
Yeah,
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 okay.
Deirdre Rashid's back, Matt. On air. What? My God, is that you or is that Muttley? Is there a dog in the studio? What's happened to you? This all sounds like good news to me. But what is the good news with the other people in the studio? Matt. Deirdre Rashid is back.
Yeah, Deirdre, that's good news in itself. That's great to hear. Good
Steve
news.
Davis didn't make his name on October mornings.
No, exactly. No, that's also good news to hear that again. Good news, guys. I now know how to breathe properly to deal with contractions during labour. Even though I'm not actually giving birth myself. Big love and respect going out to Chief Midwife Chichow at the Queen Charlotte's.
Good work, Chief Midwife Chichow.
Yeah.
Great.
Good news.
Phil, your good news, please.
Good news, guys. Like a big Hellenic sporty Cinderella, I'm off to the British Olympic Ball at the Royal Albert Hall tonight.
Well done. Dave, your good news, if you can still breathe.
I can. Good news, guys. After reluctantly taking the comparison that I strike an uncanny resemblance to brooding actor Ryan Gosling... Yes. I now bring the good news that I have seen his latest flick, Drive.
Yes.
Loved him in it.
Great.
And I'm now over the moon to be likened to such a stud.
Well done, you big stud muffin. Good news, guys. I've just been sent a tweet asking me if I would like to win the ultimate civil partnership package, including venue sourcing, budget management, and creative ideas about developing that perfect look. I'm not sure why I have been specifically targeted for this unique privilege by the people at the Civil Partnership Planner. I can only imagine I am soon to become the face of civil partnerships.
We are...
It's a special day, is it not, Matt Dyson?
Yeah.
It's the first time during my tenure of the XFM Breakfast Show that there has been a birthday amongst us, and it's the birthday of Producer Dave. You are 27 today.
Yes.
You're happy about it, it's fine.
Yeah, I'm all right with it, yeah.
Good, I'm pleased.
It's a good age.
Now, about 30 seconds before the Arctic Monkeys finished, I handed you a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And I said, here's a number, can you dial this number, please, and just put them on hold. Then you've done that, so we've got someone on hold. Also, last night, I said I was going to do a thing for Matt, and I needed this piece of music that I sent to you.
Yeah.
Can you just play that piece of music, please? So, you know, I wanted to make this morning a little bit special for you.
That's very kind of you.
And I wanted you, because you're from Stockport, I wanted the people of Stockport to be properly proud of you, okay? So I tried my hardest to arrange a few things. So I emailed, end of last week, Councillor Les Jones, the mayor... The mayor of Stockport.
I know.
Yeah. He's the mayor of Stockport. He did not get back to me.
LJ.
I emailed representatives of local celebrities, Timmy Mallett, Will Meller, and Alan Morrissey, who played Nicky Van Barr in Holby City. Got nothing back.
No.
I emailed the Stockport Express news desk, you know, just saying, here's a young Stockport lad, right? He's doing well in the big smoke. You're proud of him. Come on. Heard nothing back from those guys. I got a bit desperate, I'll be honest. I emailed the people at the antisocial behaviour team at Stockport Council, the managers of the Stockport Five-A-Side Power League, the people at Westway Nissan in Stockport. Nothing back. I emailed Ted Doan, the general manager of the Stockport Plaza Shopping Centre. Nothing. Mark Shaw at STC Trucking and Salvage.
Yeah.
I was looking for some local kind of respected pillars of the community. Nothing back from him. I emailed everyone at Stockport Windows.
Yeah.
The secretary of the Stockport Symphony. The guys at Hobby Horse. The guys at W.H. Smith's on Mersey Horse. Way. The guys at the Abyss Aquatic Warehouse. Nothing, Dave.
No.
The people at Darlington EMS, whatever that is. I don't even think it's in Stockport. I even emailed Steve Cliff and Coral Dranfield of the Stockport Heritage magazine, and I got nothing.
Oh, no.
The one thing I did get was from Mark, the receptionist and duty manager at the Wycliffe Hotel on Edgeley Road in Stockport, who said the following: please wish Dave all the best from the whole town, the Wycliffe Hotel, Stockport County FC, some seedy pubs that he frequented, and the whole of the town. There's been a massive void created since his departure that has become difficult to fill. Happy birthday, Dave.
Thanks,
and I should
Mark.
Just say the hotel is within easy reach of Stockport Town Centre and also Manchester Airport. So that's nice, you know. We had, you know, that's from the Wycliffe Hotel guys in Stockport. But then I thought, let's take this on. Let's take this even further. So on the line, we have a mystery voice. Turn this music up slightly. And now down again. Dave, do you recognise this voice?
When I first met Dave, he was making a terrible cup of tea with no sugar and something as if the cow was on strike. No milk in it. But gradually got better at making a cup of tea, and eventually he went from work experience to being a producer.
Dave, who could it be?
I've got a fair idea, but if it's wrong, I'm going to be really embarrassed.
What's your guess?
Is it Jason Manford?
It's Jason Manford!
Good morning, happy birthday!
Thanks, Jason!
Just over to you, Dave. What do you want? You know, it's nice, isn't it? Jason's been kind enough to get up, you know, and to take this call and to wish you a happy birthday.
Yeah, I'd just like to thank everyone who's turned up for the big occasion, including yourself, Jason. Thank you very much for coming.
No problem.
I know it's an early start.
Wait till I see the mayor. I'll be having a word with
them
there.
Les Jones couldn't make it.
Yeah.
How? He lost my vote.
Officially. We are going to play Quiz Face. You should know the rules by now, Alexandra.
I should.
Yeah, absolutely. So, are you ready?
Yes.
Then, Alexandra, let's get quizzical.
Quiz Cat. Oh.
Okay, today's quiz face is Quiz Cat. Now, you should know the rules by now. As usual, you'll play Billy Pipkin, the runaway mouse. It's week 9, Alexandra, and here's the story so far. So, Alexandra, Billy Pipkin has made it this far. His travels have taken him across the Cantabrian mountains of Spain in search of the elusive golden coin of the Spanish senorita. He's fought roundheads and cavaliers alike in Cromwell's England, as you know, Alexandra. He's fallen in love with a Maltese gypsy girl, She-Mouse, with a beauty spot. He's invested in 3 buy-to-let properties in Wapping with views towards Canary Wharf. New kitchens, granite worktops, the shizzle. And now, Alexandra, finally, he has made it to his destination, Brussels, to take on the giant quiz cat that killed his parents. Alexandra. You still with me?
I am.
There it is, Alexandra. Behold the quiz cat.
Stop, ye lonesome big-eared figure. Who are you, traveller who hides face behind mask?
What was that?
Careful, Alexandra. Remember that the Belgian quiz cat hates mice. What do you do? Do you A, reveal that you are Billy Pipkin and that you're here to avenge your parents' death? Or B, say you are something else, like a rabbit or a small man? You have 2 seconds to decide.
Rabbit.
Oh, you said rabbit, Alexandra. But before you can utter a word, the quiz cat gets closer to you. The quiz cat is right up against your tiny face. Oh, his breath, Alexandra. His meaty breath.
Thou art dressed as a samurai or miniature warrior. So why dost thou smell of a mouse?
Alexandra, he's trapped you. He's trapped you under his huge paw. Quickly, Alexandra, roll the dice. Quick, call out a number.
6.
7.
Okay, it says here, you have 1 chance with the quiz cat. Remember, Alexandra, when you took on the might of the fearsome Kraken, when you stowed away on the good ship Shockingfoot, the night you won the respect of the once feared pirate master, Captain Oliver Hargreaves. Do you remember that, Alexandra?
I do, yeah, well. What
are your memories of that?
It was amazing.
All right.
Dark and damp.
It was dark and damp. More specifically, do you remember how the captain told you that there was one way to make a quiz cat explode? All you had to do to avenge your parents' death and win tickets to see the vaccines, he was quite specific about that, was complete the ancient incantation, Alexandra. We are
XFM!
Hooray! Oh. She's done it! You've exploded a cat!
Yay!
Oh, but Alexandra!
Well, I don't really like cats.
well done, Billy Pipkin and Alexandra. And Alexandra, look! From out of the belly of the quiz cat, it's It's the little gypsy girl She-Mouse.
Oh.
The quiz cat had swallowed her whole, but she survived and you saved her, Alexandra. You saved her.
Oh, Billy
Pipkin. I feel like a hero.
Billy Pipkin, I sure do love you.
For some reason, she's from the Deep South. Alexandra, you've done it. And now we can finally put the adventures of Billy Pipkin to bed. How do you feel?
Amazing. Like a hero.
This reminds me of Simon Bates, our tune now. Except entirely vermin-based.
XFM.
I'm very excited this morning, Matthew. I'm very excited about this. Yesterday, we did Guess Who. Which is where Dave lines up some form of guest. It could be someone we've talked about in the past few days. Something to do with a survey. I mean, a couple of days ago, we had the lady who did the academic research that was somehow funded, where she spent 6 months trying to make a tortoise yawn.
Yes.
It was that one. Yesterday was Lucy Virasamy.
Yeah. You
know, often talked about on the show, making her first... Well, her debut appearance, I'd say, on the show.
High calibre of guests.
It's been going well, but who? I mean, all morning he's had a cheeky little look about him, hasn't he?
Yeah, glint.
Furtive glances here and there. Yeah. You're quite proud of this one, aren't you?
I think it's going to be a successful guest too.
All right, well, I've got 60 seconds to guess who it might be as we play Guess Who.
Guess Who!
We don't normally mention we've got a live studio audience.
Yeah.
Today there's a few people in. So this will be exciting, won't it? Because they'll see the magic happen. They'll see the magic happen. So I've got 60 seconds. Is the caller lined up?
Yes, the caller is lined up.
And they're definitely there.
Yes.
All right, let's do 60 seconds from now. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am.
I know who it is.
Come on.
I know who it is. All right, let's stretch this out. Caller, you're a gentleman. And you... it sounded like you had, there was a Welsh tinge to your voice.
Yeah.
Yes, I have.
Have you met any famous people in, say, the last week or so?
I did.
You did? Would that famous person happen to have been, I don't know, some kind of rapper?
He is.
Are you Ian Neal, the Guinness Book of World Record holder for the world's largest Swede who met Snoop Dogg, who came to Cardiff this past week?
I am.
It's Ian! Yay! Hooray! Ian Neal, it is an absolute pleasure to make your acquaintance, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, thank you.
Now, Ian, for anyone who didn't hear the story, you grew a massive vegetable.
Yes.
Snoop Dogg saw that massive vegetable.
Yes.
And recorded a very special message for you, which he popped on YouTube.
That's it.
Now, how did you feel when you woke up and there was a message saying there's a video for you on YouTube and you looked at it and it happened to be the rapper Snoop Dogg?
Well, I am got a video. Apparently, my local paper got in touch with me, which is the South Wales Argus, and told me about it.
Uh-huh.
I was quite surprised.
You would be.
I never heard of the man. I never heard rap music, so I declined him.
Really?
Oh,
you declined? You declined what? To meet Snoop Dogg?
Meet Snoop Dogg, yeah, but a friend of... an ex-employee, I went to see her on the Saturday night with some windfall apples, and she said, what are you doing turning him down? I said, meet him, would you? She said, yes. Yeah. I said, we'll see if we can get the tickets back.
So you turned down the tickets that Snoop Dogg had offered to you. He said, come to Cardiff when I play there, come backstage, we'll hang out, you'll give me some vegetable tips. You said, no, Snoop Dogg, I will not do that. But then, having brought those windfall apples to your friend, you know, you were convinced.
Yeah, well, I wasn't convinced, but he was in my life for 13 years and as an ex-employee, and there's always somebody else in your life, so... I took her along.
That's nice. And now Snoop Dogg is in your life, of course. How was it meeting the great man?
It was all right. Bit strange, like, because, you know, a big tall man, he's taller than me, and I'm 5'11", taller than me. Ooh. And he was quite pleasant to her. Well, very pleasant.
Go on.
And his staff, because once he found I was in the audience, his press officer come down and took us straight out, because we had problems to get to see him.
Oh, did
Although
you?
We had passes. And I said, could I bring my friends with me? He said, certainly. So four of us went along.
Great.
I got two in without passes, so it's what you know, in it. Who you know.
It is, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And what did you talk about with Snoop when you were backstage? What were some of the topics of conversation between you? Did you find common ground?
Yeah, we give him some root grow, which is what we have had on trial this year to grow our giant veg.
Yeah, of course.
And if you want to know more about it, on giantveg.co.uk, and you can also buy seed.
Great. Well, I'm going to head straight there. You know, this kind of thing is very big with the XFM listenership. So what was it? It was giantvegetable.co.uk.
But all the pictures at the moment has been taken off the website because we're trying to make ourselves a little bit of money. To grow this giant veg is costing a lot of money, and I'm a pensioner now.
Yes.
So if we can get a little bit extra through it...
Yeah.
Then...
why the hell not?
Why not? Well, I beseech all XFM listenerships, go to giantvegetable.co.uk and buy some swede and grow a massive vegetable in honour of...
Seed.
You are?
Buy seed. Seed.
Seed.
Seed.
Yeah. Buy seed.
Buy
seed. So you're on it now.
I'm at giantvegetableseed.co.uk.
Giantvegetableseed.co.uk. And that's Ian Neal.
Young children stood on top of huge marrows and stuff like that.
Something for everyone on that website. So, Ian, thank you so much for being my mystery guest today. Say hi to your mate, Snoop Dogg.
Thank you very much. We might meet up again. I don't know.
Well, yeah, why not? You know, the seeds have been sown, Ian.
He did ask us to go along to do a bit of weeding, because he's out on his show rounds, like.
Is that right?
I heard you smoked with him. Did you smoke with him backstage?
He did have a peace pipe with him, yeah.
Is that what you call it? Oh, here's the exclusive. Well done, journalist Matt Dyson. So was there a comical cigarette involved?
Yeah, there was a cigarette involved.
Did you inhale?
I kept it in my mouth. I didn't swallow it.
You're the right man to know if you do get the munchies with your massive veg. XFM. You'll be happy to know that producer Dave, who hasn't been feeling that well, he went to bed last night at six p.m. Didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
6 p.m. and he slept all through, didn't he?
All the way through, like a good boy.
Obviously, you know, we were a bit worried at some points because we're like, is he still asleep? So me and Matt, we just pop in just to check on him, don't we? And just make sure his little blanket's up.
Make sure he's not standing at the edge of the bed.
You have got some weird sleep habits, we're finding out.
I have.
Not only do you go to bed at six, like a toddler, but you sometimes just stand at the end of the bed and motionless, staring at your girlfriend.
Yeah.
It's weird, man.
I didn't do that last night. Thank you for leaving the landing light on, by the way. That helps last night.
That's nice, yeah. We all sleep in bunk beds. We've got triple bunk beds. XFM. It's Frisky and Manish, everybody.
Hello.
Hi. Hello, guys. Also known as Laura and Matthew, of course. But Frisky and Manish is who you are when you are on that stage. Yes. I've seen you. I saw you in Edinburgh in the most polite way possible. I would like to be in Frisky and Manish.
Well, that's quite an offer for this time of the morning.
It's a double act. It's a double act. There wouldn't be room for me.
There's no room.
You're on tour at the moment. You've been working flat out for ages. I mean, Edinburgh's been a huge thing for the festival up there, but now it's your UK tour that you're up to.
That's what we're up to right now. Last weekend we were in the delights of from Newbury to Brighton to Oxford to Lincoln.
All very polite places to be as well.
Quite polite places.
After we're finished with them, they're up doing, you know, crazy kind of horrible dancing, you know, thrusting, grinding, anything like that. So, Oxford.
Photographic evidence of it.
Oh, yeah.
You've got Oxford grinding.
We pile boys on boys on boys and then take photos of it. That's our show.
I see, yeah. If anyone is unfamiliar with the Frisky Manish experience, they might be getting the wrong idea.
We should explain. Yeah.
Pop Centre Plus is the latest show. In many ways, you two are providing a public service to the people of Britain.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We call it infotainment. That's what we like. Times are difficult, because what we've always been is sort of academics about pop music, you know, looking at what's really going on inside them.
Read the signals, the symbols, at what's going on.
They're there. You just have to look at them, aren't they, between the lines.
It's pop hermeneutics.
It's a code.
Yeah, exactly. That's literally the first time that word's been said on XFM ever.
Thank you very much. Do I get a prize? But now, obviously, we need more practical help because, everybody is slightly jacked. So we all just need jobs. So now it's a bit more hands-on. Now we're actually like, let's apply this.
Yeah.
Let's get you jobs in the world of pop because, you know, if the Saturdays can do it, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely. So, you're very much helping the people of Britain. I mean, Matt, There's talk of a double dip recession, isn't there?
You're going to
have to, now that you have got a kid on the way, you're going to have to do something else to support that child.
I need more strings to my bow.
You need a lot more strings to your bow. If you were looking at Matthew and you were thinking, a career in a career in pop, what's the kind of thing that you think Matthew would be good at?
Well, first we'd have to assess your basic skill sets.
He's very basic. You don't have to assess his basic.
You never know, hidden talents. I mean, we've got to find something.
Should we get him warmed up? Maybe he'll see what he can do.
Shall we?
Okay. Is D flat major all right for you? Okay, so you just follow me. Okay, here we go. So I'll start. La 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 la
la la la la la la la
la la la la la
la la la la.
Good. Change key. La 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 la
la la la la la la.
Good. Fast. La 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 la
la la la la la.
Go.
What? Do I freestyle?
Have you not seen Sister Act 2? Okay, then it's not going
to
work.
No, we need to rethink this one. That was quite good until the key change.
B-flat major, not for you.
We lost you at B-flat.
I thought it was really good, actually, on the spot. So
That wasn't too bad. We could maybe try, I mean, I know this is radio, but we could try some combined dancing and singing.
He would love that.
If you can put that together on the keyboard.
Definitely. I'm not sure it's definitely necessary.
I don't want to see him do the Macarena. It would be weird and awkward.
Well, it depends. Okay, well, let's just try it really quickly. But obviously, you've got to get the words as well. So, obviously, if we're talking moves and words together, you've got to get the... Alla tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Que tu cuerpo para ir, alegría, cosa buena. Alla tu cuerpo, alegría, Macarena. Macarena. Now, go!
He sells it, and that's what you need in a pop star.
That was not bad!
That was pretty excellent.
There's promise.
But your show isn't just about bullying people.
Mostly it is.
Unless Matt's in the audience.
Absolutely. You talk us through some amazing moments in pop history, in recent pop history as well. And I was wondering if I could prevail upon you to perhaps do that. Now, you know, the likes of... We were talking earlier, and Charlie Simpson, who used to be in Busted, he's got a few great tracks out that we've been playing on XFM. There's like Parachutes and things like that.
He's real now.
But there's always the past, isn't there? There's always the past. And there's a couple of songs. And I was wondering if I could ask you to delve into that past right now.
We certainly can. Let's do it.
One day when I came home at lunchtime, I heard a funny noise.
Out to the backyard to find out. It was one of those rowdy boys.
Stood there was my neighbor called Peter with a flux capacitor.
He told me he made a time machine like one in a film I see. Yeah, I said I've been to the year 3000. Not much has changed.
But the rains came and swept the land, and the animals rose up, made slaves of the men, and everything was dead.
And your great, great, great granddaughter died.
We are the greatest goddamn radio station on the planet. XFM.
Quiz Cat.
I'm confirmed with Miss Alexandra, and I have just won Quiz Face. But I feel like I've just won life. See, Billy Pipkin was an honour. I bloody love that mouse. Thank you, Danny. Thank you.
We are XFM.
Robin Cooper, who has been talking constantly throughout the records, describing the tracks, telling us about events that pertain to those tracks.
When you say tracks, you mean the music?
Yes, that's right. The records.
Well, that was the Beatles, wasn't it?
Well, no.
Right.
That was Noah and the Whale. Might have confused you.
What's a man and a whale performing a song?
Because whales
have they sing, don't they? The song of the whale.
What do they sound like again?
Birds. Like birds.
Is it like birds?
High-pitched.
Very high-pitched.
They sort of squawk, don't they?
They do squawk.
And if you sit with a whale long enough, as I have, they can say rudimentary words.
Such as what?
One of them can say tug-of-war, because it performed in a tug-of-war competition for charity.
Did it?
Which I'm the chairman of that charity.
What is the charity you're chairman of?
It's general awareness. It's the charity.
Just about everything.
Oh, general awareness. And we've recently actually been doing a stint for general awareness, which was collecting buckets of water.
Right. Yeah, that's great. Well,
raise general awareness.
Well, I'm more aware of it now than I was a minute ago. That's good. Should we cross to our caller? We had a texter on earlier as part of our good news, who said that today they were going to get their hemorrhoids lanced. And hemorrhoids.
Right, I don't know what those are.
All right, well, I don't know why we're going to do this then, in that case, but we'll try it anyway. Confirm, listener Mal, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hello.
Hello, Mal. You texted us with the good news that you're getting this issue sorted with. Do you have any other issues, perhaps about recovery time, things you can and can't do while recovering from the surgery that you'd like to talk to Robin about?
Things you can and can't do following that kind of surgery? Well, sit down, probably.
Oh, yeah. Well, okay, so it's reversed now. Well, why don't you ask Mal about the...
Hello there. What's her name?
Mal.
Mel?
Mal.
Mel.
Mal.
Mal. Hello there, Sally. Mal, how are you?
I'm bending up. How are you?
Did she see us?
She can't see us, not right now.
Oh, no.
Right. I can't see you either. It's just complicated talking to someone when you can't see them.
Yeah, well, no, just
imagine.
I suppose
I'll imagine it's like using a telephone box.
Exactly.
When you've got your eyes closed, and yeah. The other, imagining you can't, but then if you've closed your eyes, people can't see you.
Not
or
often.
Is that not true?
I don't know. Ask Mel.
So what's the problem at the moment, Mel? How can I help?
Well, I'm having my hemorrhoids lanced.
What are they?
Hemorrhoids, piles, Robin, piles.
Oh, right.
Like
oh,
grapes.
Right. And how did you catch them? Did you have nits or something and it spread?
No, I think this is a result of having children and the pressure.
Right, the pressure every day, they shout at you and...
Yeah,
I understand. And then the nits go from the children to you and it spreads... And then it forms hemorrhoids.
That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, what I would suggest is if you do you have access to carrots.
Oh. Carrots?
No, carrots. What? Chop them up.
Carrots.
Carrots, chop them up.
Carrots?
Yes, carrots. You know the bird.
He's not saying, oh,
you know
a parrot.
The bird, carrots. Chop the carrot up, she's being rude. You chop the carrots up into small pieces. Right. Also, some hot water. Mix them together. Right. 2 spoonfuls of sugar. A little bit of custard powder. And when you've done that, you pour that down the drain. And just doing that will relax you. And the hemorrhoids, whatever they are, will go. Regarding your children's nits, well, you've obviously got very bad children, and maybe you should just get different ones.
Has that helped you at all, Mal?
Oh dear, pardon?
Has that helped you at all?
Absolutely, I know now how to rectify my...
I didn't hear the last bit.
Rectification will occur. I
know how to rectify the problem now with some carrots and custard and... things, yes.
Yeah, well,
okay.
Mal, I'm just looking as well at your text history, the other texts that you sent in over the past few weeks. I see that the last one you sent in before this hemorrhoid text is, good news, I woke up so late that I'm doing the school run in my pyjamas. No pants on for me this morning. There is no time. Robin, could that have affected...
Well, that's... Well, she could have got nits from that. Not wearing pants. Well, as you know, Matt here in the studio is always naked. Yes. He probably has what you have. Hemorrhoids are a form of nits, aren't they?
Yeah, I think
they're
they
clusters
are.
Of knit eggs.
Yeah. You got a cluster of knit eggs. I think we should let Mal go now. There's a child crying in the background.
Wish
she's essentially
all
listening
best,
to you.
All the Billy best to you.
All the Billy best to you, Mal. I think you performed a great service there. Matt can't stop laughing at the phrase "all the Billy best."
He laughs at anything. I mean, he laughs if he puts a sock on.
Matt,
yeah,
I would like you from now on to refer to me as the face of Jesus Ween.
I already do.
This is all after yesterday, halfway through the show, a fella called Andrew Mangan tweeted me and just said, did you know you're the face of Jesus Ween?
Yeah.
And after the show, I did some more research into this. And there's an American church thing who are trying to, I guess, replace Halloween with something called Jesus Ween.
Yeah, I didn't realise at the time that's what it was, but it's a new Halloween.
It's a new Halloween. It's the Jesus Ween. And they've appropriated my image.
Yeah.
From Google. They've just gone to Google Images, and out of all the billions of photographs in the world, the hundreds of billions of photos that are taken probably every year, they've picked one of Muggins here to best represent a brand new Jesus-based Halloween religious festival. So there's a website that talks about Jesusween. And I don't know why they're trying to replace Halloween with Jesusween. Hallow means holy, means hallowed, you know.
Right, yeah.
And, you know, Jesus, he's got a fair few really terrific celebrations already.
Yeah, yeah,
so
he
wants another one. They want another one. They're like, we haven't got enough. Yeah. We want Halloween as well. And how are we going to get this? But Wallace, let's get Wallace.
Yeah.
Let's use Wallace's face to launch Jesus Ween. So I don't really know much about it. And, I plan to turn the other cheek and forgive them. But what I want to do, maybe at some point, is get them on the line and talk a bit more about Jesus Ween and my place in it.
They would love that as well. They'd love the publicity.
I think they would love it, yeah. And as the self-appointed spokesman now, it's clearly a sign. I've been chosen.
I think it is. Even Jack D on Twitter yesterday was calling you the new Messiah.
He did. Absolutely. Echoing, I think, a lot of people's thoughts at this time.
Yeah.
The mounting evidence is getting hard to argue with. this is what it seems to be. And as I said yesterday, don't be offended. I'm not saying I'm the new Jesus. Again, just saying there's a very good chance that I might be. Because, this Jesusween thing is great. And I don't know what to say to these people. Because, it's just a thing. Like the time the Egyptian tourist board for, that hotel chain used a picture of me from Google Images on massive billboards all across Egypt, me and a monkey. It's happened again. I don't know why.
It's weird, isn't it?
What is it about me that seems to speak to people in this way? I'd like to, if anyone knows a vicar or a priest or a Bible studies scholar, would you mind asking them if there's anything in the Bible about copyright theft?
XFM weather.
Oh, for shizzle, the combinizzle of mist and drizzle equals mizzle. It's cloudy with a hizzle of 16 degrees.
Never, ever do that again.
XFM.
So, we are going to do something that whenever we can, we grab the opportunity. Isn't that right? It's called Guess Who. It's quite exciting. Oh, yeah, we'll do this.
Oh, yeah, still
this is important.
Guess who?
Right, now we'll do it, all right? So I've got 60 seconds to guess who this is. It's someone who's cropped up on the show in some way over the last few days or so. I don't know who it is. Okay, so should we do it? 60 seconds.
Yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let's go. Caller, are you there?
I am. Hello, good morning.
Good morning to you. You're a lady. You're a lady caller. Where are you in the country, if you're in this country?
I'm based in the capital. I'm in London.
You're in London, England. Imagine that.
Yes.
Were you involved in a survey?
No. Not that I know of.
Right. Were you involved in some kind of academic research?
Not that I'm aware of. No.
Okay. Are you allowed to say what your job is? Will that give it away?
I can't say, really.
You can't say.
But I get up very early.
Ooh, you get up very early. To work?
Yes, but most of the time anyway, because of work.
I know who this is.
Do you?
I think I do.
Quickly, you got 10 seconds.
Oh, I'm gonna savour this. Is it Lucy Viraswamy?
It is.
Yay!
Hello.
Fantastic! Oh, Lucy Viraswamy, we have talked of little else. When the records are on, is this and that. How are you, Lucy Viraswamy?
I'm very well, thank you. I wasn't up at silly o'clock this morning because I wasn't on air, but my body clock just gets me up automatically anyway.
Oh, fantastic. What a great thing. Fantastic. Well done, Producer Dave.
No problem
for arranging that.
What a coup.
It is, it's a coup. Now I can't end the show by always constantly saying topics discussed off air include Lucy Viraswamy, because you're discussed on the air, Lucy Viraswamy.
Fantastic. Today is the day.
Today is the day. The thing happened. The listeners, you've just witnessed a piece of history. Matt.
Oh, well, it's great to have you on, Lucy. We're big fans of your work on Daybreak.
Thank you. What, the weather,
yeah,
generally?
Well, in general, you're one of the most respected meteorologists in the business.
Oh!
There you go. I also do some weather. Can we just cross-reference what you think the weather's going to be like today?
I'll be honest, right. Lucy, Matt is not a very good meteorologist, and he slightly resents you, because you know what you're doing, and he has no idea.
Is Matt the type to just sort of stand outside with his finger up in the air and sort of gauge it?
Matt doesn't even do that.
Oh.
Recently,
he looked
Matt
out the window.
Sometimes.
No,
yeah.
Lucy, he got Steve, the work experience guy, to look out the window. He said, is it like wet on the floor? He meant precipitation. He said, is there wet
puddle
on the floor? Yeah, exactly. And then he broadcast it to the nation like it was the weather.
Hey, anyway, what about the misty drizzle the other week that we had in London? The mizzle. Yeah.
She's on board.
Yeah.
Lucy, thank you so much for being our mystery guest on Guest 2 this morning.
You're welcome.
Made my day. Fantastic.
It was really good fun.
Lucy
Rizwam,
everybody. Yay. We are. Shall we look back at fun riddles, puns, and the top 40? You go first. What's going on?
Well, Danny did his first ever impression on the show this morning. Bizarrely, it was of Theo Pafitis's children crying out for their inheritance not to be invested in an imaginary whiteboard business.
Oh, no! Anything but that!
There it is.
Anything!
Was that it? Okay, good. The secret sexbot breeding centre that the scientists at Sky Sports must be ploughing most of their money into as their latest robo-reader saucily clanks its way onto the screen to seduce and inform in equal measure came along today. One day the robots will rise up and it will start, as predicted, at Skynet.
Despite a heavy weekend having it at a warehouse rave in Manchester, yeah, with Marianne Hobbs bashing out some UK funky into his ears,
that's right,
producer Dave has coped admirably this morning, apart from hitting himself in the face with his own headphones at one point.
Well, I've got a spin on that as well. I mean, producer Dave arrived this morning a shattered husk of a man, an emptied vessel, a shivering, sallow-eyed wreck, a bleak, damp squib, bereft of energy, bereft even of joy, his soul blackened, his mood darkened, reeking of alcohol, despair and melancholy, hands shaking, forehead glistening, heart battered and bruised like an old grey sausage. But then he had an omelette and everything was all right. It's good. The others.
Kirsty in Croydon, her weather-predicting rabbit made its debut on the show this morning. It won't be used again, as the high temperature prediction was way off the actual Met Office.
Way off.
It's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
No way we're doing that again.
Stupid rabbit. Although Anna Wilkinson from the University of Lincoln is making notes now. Just yes. What if rabbits can predict the future? Topics discussed off-air as well included Matt's pre-show off-air Monday morning rant about computers, whether Matt's okay or if he's having some kind of breakdown, whether we should say anything to Matt when he comes back into the room or simply raise our concerns in this section, making it seem less confrontational, and how if any one of the team were to make it onto the news for going postal, it'd definitely be Matt. All of that and, of course, Lucy Miraswamy.
XFM.
So there you go. That was podcast number 12 from the XFM Breakfast Show. There'll be another one next week, or you can listen while it happens every day from 6:30 till 10 o'clock on XFM. That's 104.9, or on DAB, or on the internet, or just listen to this.
Bye. Yes, we are XFM.
Danny Wallace.